Good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And yesterday was the day. A lot of people getting their shots. It was exciting to scroll through Instagram and Facebook, right? And see people getting their shots. A question. If you're one of the people who got the shot yesterday, did you sign up like yesterday? Because they opened up to 16 and up. How did you get in?
Yeah.
7-9 Coast. Because Kelly and I just got our first dose right before that. We lucked out and Kelly happened to live near a pharmacy that said, hey, we've got extras. People didn't show up for their appointments. And I had a family connection to Pfizer and they opened it up to other family members.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, I was on the list. They put me on the list. So I was like, well, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. Jay woke up at midnight on Wednesday or like tried to stay up until midnight on Wednesday. And his appointment is like next week.
Yeah,
so
that's what I would think.
So he couldn't get in that fast.
So how did the people who we saw getting them today, maybe they got appointments earlier, they opened up the, I don't know.
I don't know either.
7-9-COAST, 792-6278. It was exciting to see a lot of people getting their shots.
Yeah.
It just feels like, ooh, okay, like we're all, there is, I know that we had a very divided year, you know, election-wise.
Yeah.
But, man, there are so many moments of this pandemic that I at least have felt like we're all kind of on the same team, mm-hmm. you know, and every time I scroll through and I see that, I'm like, oh, yay. You know?
I know. It does feel like we're all coming together.
Yeah. That's a sort of a strange, very positive camaraderie.
Yeah. You know? Thank God.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kristen.
Kristen, did you get your shot?
I did get my shot. Yes.
Got the shot. So did you get it yesterday?
I did get it yesterday.
And had you made an appointment earlier? Or did you end up making an appointment yesterday and get it same day?
Actually, my doctor's office called me, and I got it the same day.
And you got what?
Got it the same day.
Oh, wow.
Same day, yeah.
That's great.
Wow. I will say, you know, I go to Intermed, and they, I mean, I go to a couple different places, but from like my primary care is at Intermed.
Yeah.
And they sent out an email with all the instructions. And
yeah, yeah, same. They're yeah. great about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Which one did you get? Do you know? Well, of course
the
you know.
Pfizer.
You got Pfizer, the OG.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm calling Pfizer. It's the OG or the OV,
right.
The original yes. vaccine. Someone's got to make a song about that. It's the OV.
Exactly.
All right. When's your second? You have a date for the second one, or do you have to re-register?
No, my second date is in 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. yeah. For some reason, it has to be 21 or 28 days. Seems to be
right. Exactly.
Yeah. Mine is next Thursday. Ugh.
Oh,
there we go.
Here we go.
Get the shots. All right, thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
Let me say hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Jason.
Hi, Jason, you got the shot?
So I got it scheduled yesterday for tomorrow.
Oh,
wow.
That's good.
Okay. So and is that through your doctor's office or one of the mass vaccination sites? Do you have to sign up
my
differently?
My computer with 5 or 6 different sites open at once.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had 5 or 6.
Maine Mercy, the Northern Lights Mercy, they do refresh theirs Monday and Wednesday at 2:00.
Okay. Wow, you know the whole system.
Mad rush at 2:00 yesterday, and then luckily, I went through Central Maine Healthcare, and they had at the Auburn Mall opened up a spot for Friday, and I was like the first one in there yesterday.
And where that's do you great. Where do you live?
Spot.
Where do you live, Jason?
I live in Gray.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. That's not too far for you.
Well,
yeah,
good
that's
for
the
you.
Thing. Some people may be driving an hour and a half to go get a shot, you
yeah.
know?
Yep.
It's just a crazy, exactly. crazy time that we're living in. All right, Jason.
Yeah,
well,
so
good.
And with the Northern Lights Mercy, you can see which one they're going to give you at the different sites.
Oh, you can. Oh, because there, I know mm-hmm. for some reason, there are a lot of people who want the Johnson & Johnson. The Johnson & Johnson is like the coveted shot.
It's the one and done-er.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I know, one and done is going to be the phrase of 2021.
I know. Yeah. I'm jealous of the yeah. one and done-ers, can I just say?
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
But I'm fine.
My sister and her husband, they got the Johnson at the same time, and they're both laid up with crazy fevers right now. So.
Okay, no, I'm not.
You never know.
The kids, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. right. Well, that's true, because both of them, they should have spread it out just in case. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although it seems like, you know, I will say, because I want to encourage people, if you feel that you want to get the vaccine, you want to be a part of this, you know, that is a huge part of what gets us out of this whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to tell people, you know, what healthcare decisions they should make on their own.
Right.
But, you know, if you're on the fence, well, how about hopping on the vaccine side of the fence? You know? but that is, it is rare. It is more rare to have serious side effects. I mean, yeah. that's the minority of people. It seems like most people, it's like, eh, headache. I was a little tired. Yep. Arm was sore. Like, my arm was sore. Other than that, I had nothing. I got the Pfizer.
Yep.
Right? Same thing for you.
Same. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shot, 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 shot.